The people of another Brussels district discovered today that terrorists had been living in their midst. The Belgian federal prosecutor revealed that two of the suicide bombers, the brothers who blew themselves up at the airport and in the city's metro, had been holed up in their neighborhood. A police raid on their apartment found bomb-making equipment, chemicals, and suitcases full of nails. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited that neighborhood today.
The neighborhood of Schaarbeek is just one of 19 different Brussels districts. Not too far from the city center, Schaarbeek is multi-ethnic and has a large youth population. And despite high unemployment, residents say it's a good, calm place to live. Until yesterday, that is, when police launched house raids across the neighborhood. This longtime Schaarbeek resident says today he fears giving his name because he's worried about his safety.
On avait une interdiction de sortir de la maison.
We were in lockdown and not allowed to leave our own homes from 11 a.m. to midnight. Everyone is shocked. We have people from everywhere living here, but we all know each other. We had no idea there were freaks like that living among us.
Belgian authorities say a taxi driver came to police after yesterday's attacks to report he had picked up three men from an apartment in Schaarbeek and taken them to the airport. One of them turned out to be Ibrahim El Bakraoui, who blew himself up at the airport. In the brothers' apartment, police found large quantities of explosives and suitcases full of nails and bolts to put inside bombs. They also found a computer in a trash can on the street. Prosecutor Frederick Van Leu.
Dans une poubelle de la même rue, les enquêteurs ont trouvé un ordinateur contenant
The computer contained a testament written by Ibrahim El Bakraoui. He says he's under immense stress and pursued from every side, that he doesn't feel safe anymore and doesn't know what to do, but if he waits any longer, he'll end up in a jail cell.
Schaarbeek also has a large Muslim population. Inside a halal pizzeria, Akima Alhaj and her son are ordering a pizza. Alhaj wears a headscarf. She says Muslims really don't understand what's going on.
We are in solidarity with Belgium. We are Belgium. This is our country. It's a free country, and we all live well here. No one knows what's going on in these kids' heads. It's incomprehensible.
Today in Schaarbeek and across Brussels, green military trucks rumble by alongside trolleys and heavily armed soldiers search people going into the metro. Schaarbeek resident Tahir Ba says he doesn't recognize his city anymore.
I never imagined something like that happening here. This is a little country and you see things like that in the big country like America in 2001. You see to yourself, what is happening there, but never here.
Ba says it feels very strange to be living in a city that's becoming known for terrorism. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brussels.